A state bill has passed in Sacramento, blocking ICE from accessing private healthcare spaces and data without a warrant. Senate Bill 81, sponsored by East Bay State Senator Jesse Adeguin, affirms that healthcare is a human right. The measure was carried on the assembly floor by San Leandro Assembly Member Liz Ortega, who spoke in support. She called it necessary to protect the safety and privacy of all Californians.
SB 81 requires healthcare providers to create non-public areas in their facilities and bar immigration agents from entering unless they have a valid judicial warrant or court order in order to strengthen patient privacy and protections. Immigration enforcement has no business in our hospitals and our clinics.
This bill comes after the rise in immigration enforcement activity in the state that in just the last 2 months saw over 4,000 Californians arrested by masked armed agents in raids across Southern California, including in sensitive locations that were once off limits to ICE, like healthcare facilities, churches, and schools. As a result, many are no longer receiving the care they need, resulting in deaths, including two babies, according to Assemblymember Ortega. Healthcare professionals have described takeovers of hospitals by ICE agents, including at Stanford Hospital. On Tuesday, a protest called on Stanford officials to adopt clear policies that protect patients after Aleda Rodriguez was taken to the ER severely injured and unconscious following her detention while taking her daughter to school. Her primary doctor, Dr. Yusra Hussein, said she was repeatedly interrupted by a half dozen ICE agents who roamed the halls armed, asking staff for identification.
We as physicians and nurses and healthcare workers, whenever we walked in and out of the ward, we actually had to sign our names and show our badge to prove to them that we actually are legitimate. For me, I was asked 3 times, why am I there attending to my patient and what brings me here? And I said, I'm her primary care physician. It is actually a common courtesy for the primary care doctor to come and see their patients. And that didn't sit well with them.
The California Nurses Association, the largest union of registered nurses in the state, celebrated the bill's passage. Sandy Redding, CNA president, said healthcare providers have a legal and moral obligation to advocate for their patients. She noted that this is the first time in her 35-year career she has seen ICE agents in healthcare spaces, adding that she has even witnessed armed agents intimidating patients and hospital staff.
One of the hospitals that, I'm in the Dignity Health Corporation, and one of the hospitals, Glendale Memorial, they had ICE agents behind the registration desk with their assault weapons. And there was no process put in place. The nurses and healthcare workers that were coming into the hospital to go to work were scared. They didn't even know what that was. They were found roaming around the hospital in areas that were not public. And we just really demanded that we have some processes put in place.
SB 81 passed 88-18. It now heads to the governor's desk, who has until October 12th to take action. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Quayle.